We live in a deeply divided political world, and division is playing out right now in the race for student council president at Gregory High. The two candidates, a brainiac and a jock, have hit the debate stage for what promises to be a contentious war of words. Let's take a seat in the audience and see who comes out on top as we listen to A Change in Perspective by Peter Baylos.
Okay, I gotta be ready for this question. All right, let's see. Ben, the math team has requested new material on chapter 9.5a in the calculus textbook. How will you approach this issue? That's a great question. See, Mary, here's the problem. The math team needs more money. Wait, what does math have to do with money? Come on, Ben, I can't make a mistake like that tomorrow.
This pencil. Now this is something. If you vote for me, I'll make things like this pencil work wonders. No, that's too generic. Other people would say that. Oh, I'm ready for tomorrow, and I'm looking good. Mary said something about reading a handbook to prepare a... It'll be fine.
Hello, Gregory High. We are live right now on camera for your viewing pleasure and safety during your homeroom period. This is the annual high school presidential debate to decide who is president of the whole high school. Viewers, please keep in mind that this is the only debate before the election, which is in 2 days. On election day, please remember to turn in your ballots to your first period teacher. Due to the limited time of homeroom, we will get started right away. Will both candidates please approach their podiums?
Good morning, Gregory High.
Jerry, where's Ben?
I don't know.
Ben, if you are at school and are present, please come.
Sorry, there's traffic. Good morning, Gregory High.
Well, it's nice to see you, Benjamin. However, I don't think the students want a president who is late all the...
That's enough, Jerry. We haven't started yet. Ben, are you ready to begin? We only have so much time.
Yes, I apologize.
Ben, this first question is for you. What decisions or changes in policy will you make for the students to feel more safe in the school environment in terms of their health and well-being?
Well, the well-being of the student body is crucial to the reputation of both the school and the surrounding community. Taking precautions to sanitize daily and follow school guidelines are essential for all. If elected president, I will make sure these precautions are both followed and enforced.
Is that so, Ben?
Why, yes, Jerry. To ensure the safety of our school as a whole, we must be...
But Ben, you have heard remarks on the students' complaints about the constant reminders about being safe during a pandemic. You're going to keep these exact policies that are present right now?
Yes, I will further enforce them to keep everyone safe.
There you have it, students. Ben's strategy to keep us all safe. Ben, tell me, why further enforce a policy that people aren't happy with?
What are you saying, Jerry? Get rid of safety policies?
Of course not! That would endanger the safety of everyone. I would give the students more time to have a break. A 5-minute break for them to relax and spread out on the school courtyard. This also helps to enforce social distancing as well as keep the students safe.
That will be all for this topic. On to the next question.
Hold on, Mary. Don't I get a chance to respond to that?
It's your fault for arriving late, Ben. It's fair. The next and final section is about the responsibility and maturity of the candidates. Jerry, this question is for you. How has your 4 years at Gregory High shaped you into a quality candidate for the senior presidency?
I am very qualified for this position. In my 4 years here, I have been captain of the football team, as well as received the Honor Roll Academic Award. My ability to do well in both sports and school at the same time proves that I can be effective as a multitasker.
Are you calling yourself responsible, Jerry?
Why, yes, Ben, I am. I am a responsible, mature
young adult. If that was true, Jerry, tell me about your history with girls. How responsible did you look then?
Wow, you're going to bring that up? That's pretty low of you, dude. I thought we were good friends.
There has never been a response involving someone's personal life before during a debate here at Gregory. The administration would agree that comments like that should not be made.
Now hold on just a minute, Mary. May I respond to that?
You have 1 minute.
If we are going to bring up the topic of qualifications, then let me explain to the audience here how qualified Ben is to be president. I have been friends with Ben for about 4 years. Ben has had 106 tardies and 56 absences over the course of his time here at Gregory High School. Yet,
These are not due to being sick. Tell me, Ben, what are these absences and tardies from?
That is not your business. That is personal information.
If it causes you to miss class and be late to class constantly, I think the administration and students watching have a reason to know.
I decline answering this question. Mary, am I allowed to decline?
I don't think there's anything that would prevent you from doing that.
Then my answer to you, Jerry, is that I will not answer your question.
That is perfectly okay with me. The students will make their decision soon after this debate, and they will decide who is the most qualified.
All right, that will be the end of this.
Jerry, why don't you explain yourself? Tell the school how responsible and qualified you really are.
Excuse me, Holly. Please leave the stage. Only the two candidates
Excuse me, Mary. I'm very sorry for the interruption, but I have something to say in response to Jerry.
Holly,
Jerry cheats in everything he's involved in.
Holly, please leave the stage.
No, I won't.
Well, clearly...
Jerry, how many times have you been sent to the principal's office for cheating on assessments? Copying homework? Your history
now
with...
Now, hold on just a minute.
You can't just come on here
Everyone stop. This is a perfect example of what is going on today. Everyone is divided. No one can have a proper conversation anymore without someone getting offended or emotional. This isn't what a debate should turn into. Drama that happened in the past. We're not Hollywood. This should be a civilized discussion on different solutions used to approach unique environments. If Gregory High School can't even have a calm discussion, what is the point of there even being a president? Y'all just become more divided.
Fine, but this doesn't change who Jerry is.
I'm guilty of this too. We all are. But it's wrong of us to use personal conflicts to our political advantage. I apologize.
Well, that about wraps up the presidential debate for your homeroom period. We hope you all enjoyed it and have taken away something valuable from it. Have a good day of all your classes.
I sounded like a complete idiot. I'd hurt one of my closest friends over something pointless, and it all happened in front of the whole school. What can I do to fix this?
Hey.
Hey, I didn't see you there.
I know.
I'm sorry.
No, I am too.
Hey.
What's up?
Everything I said can't be forgotten.
Sometimes we all learn things
the hard way.
Let's not let politics ruin our friendship, okay?
Yeah, you're right.
Let's go home. It's already an hour or two after school.
Want to go get some Linner?
Linner?
Yeah, you know, Linner. Lunch and dinner.
I've never heard that term before.
With you being so popular, I really thought you'd at least have heard of that term.
I guess not. Stereotypical, huh? Associating a popular kid with slang?
That was not stereotypical.
We'll agree to disagree.
Yeah, whatever, bro. What do you think will happen with the presidency?
Well, do you have a running mate?
No. Do you?
Nope.
Do you want to? Go ahead.
You first.
Whoever loses will be the vice president.
Is that even allowed?
If not, we can still be a team.
How?
Since when were you such a rule follower?
Oh, yeah, all right. Whether it's allowed or not.
That's what friends do.
Not being so corny, it's cringe.
We still friends?
Of course. You're my bro. My bro sandwich.
My broski?
What a throwback to ninth grade when we first met. Broski. But yeah, broskis.
I'll meet you at Applebee's.
All right. I'll see you soon.
This recording of A Change in Perspective by Peter Balos was directed by Katie Cairo. Michael McQueenie played Ben. Jerry was played by Justin Rotino. Annabelle Weber played Mary, and Alex Haggard played Holly. Narration by Michael Billy. Technical director Ren Pearson was responsible for recording, editing, and mastering all of our radio plays. Donna DeFont is our stage manager.
Our season presenter for 2020-2021 is Cannes Community Health. Our executive producers for this festival are the Nancy Schneider Tribe Memorial Fund at the Community Foundation of Sarasota County and Aragon Festival.
This recording of A Change in Perspective by Peter Balos is copyright protected and may not be used in any way without the author's permission. This audio production is copyright by Theater Odyssey, all rights reserved.